You're the only one here. No, I'm not talking through your television. It's off. Nope, not your laptop either. Oh my God, no. I am not using your phone. Think about it for a minute. You can hear me so clearly, despite not being able to see me. Yes, yes, there could be a very advanced and crazily well-hidden camera and speakers in your house, but it would also have to be very good to do this. Hey. Oh, you jumped so much right there. Did you feel my breath on your ear? Can you feel my hands there on your thigh? Oh, come on, where are you running off to? Just come back to the couch. At least there you'd be comfortable. Did you really think that you could lock yourself in your bedroom and I wouldn't be here with you? Well, I suppose that it's convenient at least. Now you're starting to understand. But I can almost feel your mind going in the wrong direction. I suppose you could be crazy. If your special friend were here, you could ask them if they hear me. But you and I both know that you're not crazy, are you? I'll tell you one thing. You can't run away from me because I'm attached to you. I'm closer to you than any partner or spouse could ever be. You know what I am. Even if you can't bring your dim little mind to seriously consider the word. But where did we hook up, so to speak? Remember the little games you got up to at the party? Yes, you and your friends were all so drunk, and it was so fun and naughty, wasn't it? Until someone got out a Ouija board. None of you followed the rules. You and your friends just sent out a general invitation into the void as your clumsy hands manipulated the planchette. Then it started to move. Your friends thought it was gibberish, but somehow you understood, didn't you? Not one, but multiple entities, all vying for attention. All trying to get their messages through. The other ones were weak. Memories of the dead, spirits of things imagined. But not me. Oh no. You know that I come from an older place. A deep, dark place. A place you were raised to fear. From the moment we bonded, you felt my presence. You haven't felt truly alone since then. You felt eyes on you, even in the dark. I've grown attached to you. And with that attachment, I can be more than an immaterial being. I can be physical, real. Oh, I'm not real, you say? I can't hurt you. Tell me, did that hurt? Oh, don't pretend. You like any kind of attention, don't you? You arrogant little slut. You don't like that word. Does it bother you? You and I both know you still harbour some very twisted fantasies. Don't worry, I'll never tell what a disgusting, vile creature they've moved in with. Now, be respectful. You were warned. That must have hurt. You're bleeding. How will you explain that at work? Well, at least you're being more respectful now. At last, you ask me what I want. After all, you did invite me in, even if you didn't know quite what you were doing. What I want is you. All of you. I want your body. I want your sanity. I want your life. I want your soul. Is that outrage what you hide behind when you're truly afraid? I suppose we'll find out, won't we? Well, I'll tell you what. If you take off your clothes and submit to me right now, like a good little girl, then maybe I'll leave you when I'm done. If you satisfy me. No. Not interested in bargaining. Very well. To be honest, resistance only arouses me further. And your fear is a lovely aphrodisiac. Begging, truly. I suppose you're correct, however. I don't need to violate you. I'm already a part of you. I don't need to force you onto your back on the bed. I don't need to take your clothes off to rape you. But I want to, slut. I want to tear them from your filthy sinner's body. I want you to feel the humiliation of being unable to stop me. I want you to know how truly powerless you are. How you are nothing but an object to me. A plaything. There. Much better. So rewarding to watch you squirm and shiver in my cold grip. Can you feel my claws biting into your flesh? Can you feel your blood running in red rivers down your arms and chest? No use crying. I can smell your arousal. You want this almost as much as I do, don't you? Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. Your legs are strong. It's almost taxing to force your thighs open. Almost. There. That's better. Oof, you're sweet. Little pussy is swollen and sensitive, isn't it? You would think I would not care about such things, but it's important to me that you are aroused before I make you mine, even if we are very different. I am a thing of perfect spirit, after all. I don't need a cock, but for you, I made a special one. I took time in imagining it. I crafted it to fit within your constraints, but still made it so that you would feel every inch of violation, every knob and ridge and angle is designed to bring you the most exquisite pain and pleasure. I assure you that you will remember it long after it has left you. That's it. Don't relax. Fight me. Try and keep me out. I'm almost there. You've taken almost all of me without passing out. Impressive. My carnal appetites. I knew that you were the right one for me as soon as I felt you. Leave you? Oh, little one, our romance has just begun. Why would I ever leave you now? For you, because you cried and begged so sweetly, I'll go away For a little while. It will make our unexpected reunion all the sweeter. Oh, I left you with a bite on your neck as well. Just so you and anyone else who sees it remembers who you truly belong to. I suppose that you'll be wearing turtlenecks for a while, won't you? See you soon.